FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A water company has been ordered to pay £2 million for polluting beaches in Thanet with raw sewage. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, a court heard how Southern Water's wastewater pumping station near Margate wasn't operating as efficiently as it should have been when it became overwhelmed in May 2012 following a heavy storm. As a result, large amounts of sewage, including tissues and wipes, were left strewn across beaches in Thanet. They were closed for swimming for 9 days and local businesses were affected. There was a similar incident the following month. Southern Water, who've been given 28 days to pay the fine, have apologised and say they've since invested £4 million into the site.
KMFM News.
A wave of strikes in the run-up to Christmas is hitting the postal service and rail commuters. Staff at 10 post offices in Kent have begun a five-day walkout, whilst disruptions continuing on Southern Railway, affecting services from Ashford and Tonbridge. Terry Pullinger is from the TUC. He says the postal strike's about saving the service.
We honestly believe that the post office will gradually disappear from our high streets. And that is a genuine concern. And if we just sin by silence when we had the opportunity to influence that, then we wouldn't be doing our job, we wouldn't be protecting our members, and we wouldn't be trying to protect this most cherished national institution.
Later this week, industrial actions planned by some airport ground staff, BA cabin crew and Virgin Atlantic pilots. Police have charged a man in connection with an alleged sex assault at a nightclub in Maidstone. 27-year-old Owen Leader from Winston Avenue in Kings Hill is said to have groped and punched her at dusk to dawn in King Street last month. He's been bailed until February.
KMFM News.
We'll hear more later about exactly what happened during a 12-hour riot at the privately run Birmingham prison. Justice Secretary Liz Truss will make it a statement to MPs after hundreds of inmates were involved in Friday's disturbance. Conservative MP Bob Neil heads up the Justice Select Committee. He warned about safety concerns in prisons months ago.
Lack of recruitment, lack of retaining experienced prison officers, and also I think we have to bite the bullet. Can you really expect this number of people to be going into our prison system in the sort of prisons that we currently have and have any real attempt at reforming them?
Police are looking for a driver who reportedly left the scene of a crash in Merriworth. Three people were taken to hospital following the collision involving a van and a car along Seven Mile Lane just before 11 this morning. The road remains closed whilst investigations are carried out.
KMFM News.
Tributes are continuing to be paid to a teenage boy whose body was discovered in a lake near Dartford. 16-year-old Jack Morrison from Forcombe has been described by his family as a wonderful son who made everyone laugh. A large search and rescue operation was launched after he was reported missing whilst fishing in Sutton at Hone on Friday. Firefighters have rescued a man from the roof of a flat in Walmer. Crews are called to Downs Road at around 2 this morning after a blaze broke out which destroyed part of the property.
KMFM News.
With just 6 days until Christmas, the big rush to make sure we all get our presents and cards is on. Around 3 million parcels will pass through the country's sorting centre in Rochester every day this week. Royal Mail says around 500 extra staff have been brought in. Natalie is one of them.
The teamwork of everyone, really. Everyone working together, just trying to be busy and get all the parcels out, really.
And more than £232 million worth of tickets have been sold for the new Star Wars movie on its opening weekend. It's the 12th biggest global movie opening of all time.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. Double glazed and insulated. Need extra space? Co.uk.
England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have all been fined by FIFA over the display of poppies at international football matches. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, the FA will have to pay £35,000 related to several incidents at the match with Scotland at Wembley on Armistice Day. Scotland and Wales have been fined £15,000 and Northern Ireland £12,000. Cricket and India have posted their highest ever test score on the fourth day of their final match of the series in Chennai against England. The hosts have declared in their first innings on 759 for 7, a lead of 270 runs. England reached the close of play on 12 without loss in their second innings. They've already lost the five-game contest. And Andy Murray's capped off 2016 by winning the Sports Personality of the Year award for a third time. Second place went to Alistair Brownlee while Nick Skelton was third. Premier League champions Leicester won Team of the Year.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.